A Pan by Edgar Allan Poe. Recorded for LibriVox.org by Chertigal. How shall the burial rite be read, the solemn song be sung, the requiem for the loveliest dead that ever died so young? Her friends are gazing on her, and on her gaudy bier, and weep, oh, to dishonor dead beauty with a tear. They loved her for her wealth, and they hated her for her pride, but she grew in feeble health, and they love her, that she died. They tell me, while they speak of her costly broidered pall, that my voice is growing weak, that I should not sing at all, or that my tone should be tuned to such solemn song, so mournfully that the dead may feel no wrong. But she is gone above, with young hope at her side, and I am drunk with love of the dead who is my bride. Of the dead, dead who lies all perfumed there, with the death upon her eyes, and the life upon her hair. Thus on the coffin loud and long I strike, the murmur sent through the grey chambers to my song shall be the accompaniment. Thou diedest in thy life's June, but thou didst not die too fair. Thou didst not die too soon, nor with too calm an air. For more than fiends on earth thy life and love were riven, to join the untainted mirth of more than thrones in heaven. Therefore to thee this night I will no requiem raise, but waft thee on thy flight with a pæan of old days. This recording is in the public domain. For more information, or to see how you can volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org.